This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, access to healthcare services is crucial to ensure the good health of all Americans. But access issues are even more acute in the rural communities, which on the whole are experiencing severe professional shortages in the medical field. Upstate Medical University has a program to address this need, and here with more about it is Carrie Rosamelia. She's the administrative coordinator for the Rural Medical Education Program at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Carrie. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you're involved in this training program, RMED, Rural Medical Education. What is the program? Why are you doing it? What is it about?
Sure. The Rural Medical Education Program brings in interested medical students into medical school, and we provide a clinical experience in rural communities across New York State.
So the idea here is you're trying to promote and develop professional individuals, medical personnel, who would then perhaps have an affinity to going out and working within these rural communities?
Absolutely. We also try to connect with those rural communities before they come to medical school so that we can get some homegrown folks from the area to serve and go back to their hometowns.
So you're literally looking for students or potential students mm-hmm. from these rural communities who would come to medical school and then have a commitment to going back.
Exactly.
So you're really promoting that whole idea. So how does it exactly work?
Sure. So we have an aggressive admissions policy for the College of Medicine, where we offer students interested in coming to Upstate not preferential treatment, but we certainly recruit and try to get as many students as we can from rural areas to come to Upstate. And we ask that in their third year of medical school that they train, do some of their clinical training in a rural site across Upstate New York.
So so it works that during their third year, which is their clinical mm-hmm. year, do they spend all their time in various rural communities? Have they committed when they come in to do only that, or do they have some opportunities to pick and choose?
Okay, so they're committed to coming in, and in the first 2 years of medical school, they take an elective course called the Intro to Rural Health course. They take that with our PA students, our physician assistant students, and we bring in guest speakers from across New York State to talk about issues that are rurally inclined, but also different sorts of issues, women in health. We have a session on the military coming back from war and how that affects the populations and the people that they serve. And then in their third year of medical school, all students, not just the RMED students, they kind of try on their specialties. So they do pediatrics and OBGYN, internal medicine, a whole bunch. They do those five. And then our RMED students in January, they go off and they do the last three clerkships, their last three specialized rotations, family medicine, emergency medicine, and surgery in different hospitals around Upstate and Northern New York.
So they're literally located in those during those three clerkships in rural environments.
Yes.
And it's all around this region.
It is.
Specifically supporting this region. When did this program begin?
So it had its roots in the 1960s, but the RMED program, it's where students spent a week. And some of them chose to work with a family practitioner for a week. But since then, it grew. And in 1989, they established the actual RMED program. That was Dr. Wolf initiated this program. And that's when it took on that clinical component. So this year, we're celebrating our 25th year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
How many students have graduated from the program? Do you know?
I do know. We've had 215 graduates.
Wow. And have all of them, I don't want to put you on the hot seat here, but have all of them chosen to go back into these rural communities?
No, not all of them. Opportunities are different for each student. About half go back into rural communities, according to some of our data and some of the research out there. They're four times more likely to practice in a rural setting, and they're five times more likely to work in rural New York.
That's wonderful, yeah. Actually. So it that is. Really is, that's really a backbone of keeping some coverage and some involvement and helping to fill this gap and this void out there.
And we've done nothing but expand. So we went from having a handful, 5, up to 9. Last year we had 15 students in our program. And this year we're going to have 23 students in our program.
My goodness, that's quite significant. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Carrie Rose Amelia. And we're talking about Upstate's Rural Medicine Program, which trains doctors in rural settings in the hopes that they will choose to practice in like environments. Well, Carrie, you recently engaged in a very interesting project, a student photo research project, which illustrated how the students are currently experiencing this program. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we recruited students from our PA program and our medical school program, and we asked them to take pictures thinking of this research question. And the research question was, how does the rural setting impact or influence your clinical learning experiences? So we really wanted to see how this rural setting was affecting what they learned. And we found some really interesting things, but more importantly, we gave the students a chance to provide a voice, their own voice, which is part of the method, photo voice. A lot of people interested in qualitative research are now turning to different methods to provide a voice for the participants to be able to express whatever research question that they have.
So do you mean a voice metaphorically? What I mean is, tell me what did they come back with?
Sure. So they came back with some interesting information about their experiences serving rural populations, living in a rural town, and training their clinical experiences.
What I mean specifically is, what did they physically come back with? Did they come back with recordings?
Oh, yes.
Of patients, of themselves and their impressions, as well as photographs? Give us a feel for what they brought back to you.
Sure. So they sent to our team, so there's 5 of us working on this team, they sent through email pictures. So they snapped some photos. On average, they sent in 5 photos, and they sent in blurbs, or vignettes is what we call them, of what they were describing. So we were inundated with our photos and their blurbs, and we put them on a screen, and the researchers kind of went through and said, what do you think they're saying here? And we grouped them into different kinds of areas and came up with some general themes about what we think these students were saying.
So what did you learn?
We learned that students are connecting in these communities in really engaging ways. So they are talking about seeing families over time. They're talking about really getting to know their patient, which is important if we want these students to end up in these communities. Having that connection to those communities is really important.
It also strikes me as quite a different, almost a different movement as opposed to the forces that are going on in both urban and even suburban environments in modern medicine, where the movement is to see many patients very rapidly and perhaps not get to know people on a long-term basis. And this seems to be flying in the face of that, almost moving in an opposite direction. Does that sound true?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. So they're working with physicians who know their patients and their fathers and their cousins, and they know the family in a really dynamic way. What I thought was really interesting was talking to students about what their clinical experiences were. So I wanted to know how the setting affected their actual training as future doctors.
And how did it?
They talked a lot about learning a different practice of medicine. So many of the physicians that they worked with, they don't rely on a lot of testing. They feel like patients won't go and get a lot of testing. They rely on their knowledge of medicine and their practice of medicine in a different sort of way. They rely on the knowledge that they have about this person and whether they're going to be compliant with the information that they're giving them. And they're really...
It's almost more in-depth understanding of the context from which the patient comes, seeing their community, their family, mm-hmm. and that informing some of their diagnostic
Absolutely.
Understandings.
They gave a couple examples. One person gave an example of not seeing a patient out walking her dog every day. So knowing that they needed to check on that patient because she was having some knee issues, So checking to make sure that patient was okay, and just knowing their lifestyle really affected how they knew about that person's health.
So what would you say you, as part of this, as a coordinator of this program, took away? What did you learn in terms of the value of the program, or how you might alter it or improve it or just keep going?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
I learned that I would love to expand this program. I think it's important for students who are interested in working in inner cities, students who might be working or interested in global health. This is a package program that you can take out of the rural setting and use in another setting.
So it's a model for education.
It is a great model. It's a great model. It takes the students from learning components of health. Now I'm in family medicine and here's what I learned. Now I'm in surgery, here's what I learned. And instead seeing a patient through the healthcare system.
In real life.
In real life.
So how did you see, or did you see, the attitude of the patient, of the students change or evolve during this whole process, or during their whole experience with RMED?
Sure. So they went in, you know, I'm with them when they're getting their orientation into the program, and they seem very nervous. But towards the end of it, at least through their voices here in this project, I learned that they really connected to their communities and that they feel very passionate about healthcare.
And rural healthcare in particular, do you think?
We hope so. So I have one quote here from one of our students, and it says, "Most physicians don't grow up in the communities they practice in. Integration into the community is a process, one that can take decades. It brings great rewards, particularly in communities small enough for a physician to have an important identity. Hopefully I can do that as well as my preceptors did." So I think it's interesting that they're seeing the identity of a doctor in a different sort of light.
And they've had a mentor in that environment to see that person be successful in that environment. And that's always very, very helpful.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you. Thank you so very much for coming in. My guest has been Carrie Rosamelia. She's administrative coordinator for the Rural Medical Education Program at Upstate Medical University. Sounds like a very exciting and developing program. Thanks so much for coming in, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.